In court filings, New York's Attorney General Letitia James said the evidence in the case showed repeated and persistent fraudulent use of false and misleading financial statements by Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. She argued that the evidence was so persuasive it should be declared fraudulent ahead of the start of the civil trial scheduled for October 2nd. Her office is seeking at least $250 million in damages from the former president as well as other defendants who include Trump's sons, Donald Jr. and Eric Trump. Trump's lawyers filed a motion in response asking for the case to be thrown out and accusing the New York Attorney General of a crusade against the former president.